us. It's given a little air to breathe. The neurobiological system is telling it to run. But your knees are too weak to move.
Fear is not real. The only place that fear can exist is in our thoughts of the future. It is a product of our imagination, causing us to fear things that do not at present and may not ever exist. That is near insanity. Do not misunderstand me. Danger is very real, but fear is a choice. We are all telling ourselves a story.
You're listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. 100% listener-supported radio. Reporting the danger, unafraid, right here, where information never sleeps. Revolution. Revolution. Radio!
Are you coming to the train, led by a man who wants to break the chains? Establishment is terrified, they can't control his reign. Let's meet this year on the Trump train. Are you coming to the train, where brave men called out for a wall built by crane? Media is terrified, they can't control his reign. Let's meet this year on the Trump train. Are you coming to the train, where brave men called out the fools who lead in vain? Lobbyists are terrified, they can't control our reign. Let's meet this year on the Trump train. Are you coming to the train? Wear a hat of hope, side by side with me. Make America great again, break the chains. Let's meet this year on the Trump train.
And we are going to be respected by the world again and not laughed at like we're all a bunch of stupid people being led by incompetent politicians. It's not going to go on any longer.
Are you coming to your train to take our great country back again? Join the revolution, break the chains. Let's meet this year on a Trump train.
We're going to win at the borders. We're going to win, and we're going to keep winning. And we are going to make America great again, greater than ever before.
August 14th, 2022. This is Dr. Johnny, and let's keep the truth alive and be generous with your contribution to Freedom Slips Revolution Radio. Dr. Johnny gives every month through the Patreon account that I started, and you can set one up too. Just set one up on freedomslips.com and automatically donate $5 or more a month. It's so easy. That will really help us out and keep Dr. Johnny on the air. And if you only have a phone and you want to hear my show on your phone, you can call 518-906-1859 every Sunday at 3 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. And if you're on your computer, just go to freedomslips.com and scroll down to Studio B every Sunday at 3 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. And this is Dr. Johnny, and welcome to the Master Survivor Beyond PhD, where we bring you the truth about our world and give you the tools to help you survive and thrive. I'm your host, Johnny Delirious, laboratory naturopathic doctor and virus recovery expert. The deep state wants us to tear our country apart for them. How many ways have they tried to divide us? How many ways have they programmed people to hate Trump? How many ways have they poisoned us? How many ways have they lied to us? How many ways have they taken your rights away? It's never ending. Divide and conquer agenda, that's what they're trying to do. Right now, an armed right-wing uprising is exactly what the cabal regime wants to make happen. On CNN, they're already pumping it. They're pumping it up that the FBI and government buildings are under attack. They want the patriots to rise up and the media will try to instigate a civil war. To start this scenario, on Monday, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the FBI, a weaponized arm of the criminal Biden regime, launched a lawless surprise raid on Donald Trump at his Mar-a-Lago home, claiming he had failed to surrender classified documents that belonged to the National Archives. Like a swarm of angry hornets, upward of 50 armed Gestapo agents ransacked the estate, detained guests, and even brought drills and cracked the president's personal safe, although the FBI claimed it had been sent to recover classified information Trump allegedly took with him from the White House to his Palm Beach resort on January 2021. My sources at Mar-a-Lago believe that the agents under Merrick Garland and FBI Director Christopher Wray's instruction were there in search of something entirely different. They were looking for sealed documents on deep state saboteurs that Trump had co-authored following the stolen election, proof that Trump had invoked the Insurrection Act of 1807, which seized provisional control of the nation to the U.S. military, and allegedly Trump irrefutable proof that Biden had stolen the election. Donald Trump Jr. had a very interesting tweet this morning, and I'll quote, this was from Don Trump Jr. He says, if you think it's a coincidence that Jeffrey Epstein's lawyer became a federal judge and that the very same judge of thousands of judges was the person to sign off on the Mar-a-Lago search warrant, you haven't been paying attention, says Donald Trump Jr. Very interesting. Jeffrey Epstein's lawyer became a judge, and that was the judge that signed off on that search warrant for the FBI. Of the indictments, my sources said that any such documents were not kept at Mar-a-Lago, for Trump would have given them to the White Hat military commanders upon leaving the White House, as well as documents pertaining to the Insurrection Act. In fact, the safe was empty. That's right. The FBI brought drills and drilled in and opened and busted open the safe, but they found nothing. It was empty. But by the end of the raid, the FBI had carted off 15 boxes of paperwork, which my sources said the agency took indiscriminately without even examining what the papers they stole. Unsurprisingly, the raid took place while Trump was in New York. My source told me the cowards would have never confronted him personally. President Trump first heard about the impending raid from one of his six Navy SEAL assigned to protect his Florida command center. As FBI agents in tactical gear amassed in front of the gate, the Navy SEAL telephoned Trump for instructions. He said, we're ready to repel the intruder, sir, the SEAL reportedly said, but Trump, wanting to avoid bloodshed, especially since civilian guests were on the property, asked all the SEALs to stand down. On Monday evening, Trump issued a statement on Truth Social, his social media platform, saying, "These are dark times for the nation," and append that politically motivated incursion was yet another deep state tactic aimed at discouraging him from running in 2024. The deep state, my source said, has certainly felt the pinch. Arrests and executions have weakened the regime, and they are throwing Hail Mary passes, doing anything they can, trying to destabilize the White Hat's war on them. The intrusion on Trump's home sets a new low for the feds. It is the first time the Department of Justice has raided a home of a president. These scum are desperate to stop Trump, a man who cares about our country, from officially returning to power. They think their crimes weaken him, but it only strengthens his resolve, my source said. Trump is not sitting still on this. Another Mar-a-Lago source said, this could be retaliation for deep state arrests. If they were searching for indictments, they want to know who's going to go down next. President Trump has declared war on the feds. The attack on Trump's home coincided with Special Forces Operation Seize of IRS weapons shipments. Trump has openly espoused a desire to eradicate the IRS upon his official return to office. My source said, Trump told me, it's on. You got it, it's on, he said. And according to Eric Trump, he said there's nothing in the safe. The Fed got nothing. It was empty. But my sources at Mar-a-Lago said surveillance camera footage had captured the FBI inserting documents in the boxes that they had took away. They saw them taking it out of their their jackets. It's ironic that through the beginning, the FBI asked them to turn off all surveillance cameras. Well, they turned off some, but others, especially the ones inside Trump's office, were still on. So they captured the FBI inserting documents in those boxes that were being carted away. Folks, do not be surprised if you hear a media spitting out all the headlines that Trump has been arrested, Trump has been arrested. Remember, they're trying to scare you and anger you and start a civil war. You know, the Trump people who like Trump will get angered, and the Trump people who hate Trump think it's, oh, a wonderful thing. However, they're trying to get us fighting each other, trying to get us to tear the country apart for them. Already people see through the lie, and it will not take long before they're going to pull off their fake alien invasion, because as soon as people catch on, it's all a lie, and they're not going to riot. They only have one last card, and that's the fake alien invasion. According to Mike Adams, the health ranger from naturalnews.com, his intel is telling him that Trump is going to be indicted under the Espionage Act. Bogus documents have been inserted in the numerous boxes of the loot that the corrupt FBI stole from Trump's private residence, according to Mike Adams, the health ranger. Then he says a media circus will commence far larger than any of the Russiagate fiasco or the Robert Mueller impeachment trials that we've already witnessed. They will pump it and dump it on the American public. Trump will be railroaded into a complete rigged show trial. One of the key goals in all this charade is to provoke America's patriots into an armed uprising, he says, in order to justify Biden regime calling the UN occupation. According to Mac Adams, he says this UN occupation is something they've been wanting to do. I can verify that. Obama wanted to do that. That's his wet dream, is have UN occupy the country. According to Mike Adams, he said that this UN occupation, which will bring in communist Chinese troops wearing UN helmets, this is how the invasion plan has always been, but now it is being morphed into the elimination of Trump as a public spectacle, according to his sources. An armed uprising is exactly what the cabal wants to make happen so Biden can call the United Nations for help. Help, help, UN, please help us. That's what they tried to do on January 6th, you remember? They were talking about it. They know that they were trying to pull that off. And just know we're in an information war, and we're also in an economic war. We're also in a propaganda war, and the cabal wants us to get in a civil war to take to the streets to fight each other. Please don't be hypnotized by this mind control. Remember, they are really not after Trump. They are really after you. He just happens to be in their way. We must unite and just take out the cabal. Unfortunately, half the country doesn't understand we're being manipulated, and they want to scream about abortion rights or how much they hate Trump or, you know, the biggest challenge we face is to succinctly and clearly explain what's going on to those who have been so propagandized and brainwashed at the Reawaken America event last month in Virginia Beach. Melody Krill, a.k.a. Mel K., gave an excellent high-energy breakdown of the architecture of the forces at war with the human race, especially in America. Essentially, she explains that the global private central banking cartel functions as a corporatist oligarchy. Five of the top oligarchs in the U.S. are Larry Fink, Eric Schmidt, Bill Gates, Jeff Bezos, and George Soros, with each managing their respective domains to bring about a technocratic one-world government. The globalist intent is not only to collapse the global financial system, the energy system, the supply chains, and to commit genocide. They intend to collapse all of the world's governments and to replace them with an artificial intelligence-driven system that ties your identity to a central bank digital currency with track and trace technology, controlling where you go and what you buy. It is a corporate fascist model that intends to sidestep government all entirely. The cabal wants to replace democracies with what they call the global public-private partnership, the G3P. Get that, the global public-private partnership, G3P, which is already somewhat in place, as we've all experienced during the ongoing COVID psyop. To know more about the cabal's immediate steps, Mel K suggests that we take a look at who went to Glasgow at the COP26 and to think about what it means that they pledged allegiance to the Build Back Better bill that was written by the World Economic Forum and the same exact bill in every G20 nation. Mel K says, God wins here, but we've got to spread the message because we can't keep talking about the New World Order or the puppet masters or what's at stake now. But if you really don't understand it in a way that you can actually say it to somebody who thinks they're on the other side, it's not going to matter. You got to be able to tell people where we are right now is that there are enough American citizens that realize there is no right and no left. There is no Republicans and no Democrats right now in America. There's only American citizens who love this country and those who are willing to sell us out to the globalist dictators that are willing to sell their souls and their country for a buck. And the good news is that their installed regime is failing on a level that has never been seen in America. But the bad news is that is by design. The good news is about that is the left and the people that voted for him do not know that. And that is where we come in. She says, what you really have to understand is that we cannot win this battle if people do not know the war, and that what I fear most is that people don't know who we've been fighting, and again, it's by design. What you really need to do is step back and look at your neighbors and your friends and who have been propagandized and deceived to think that the enemy is within their neighborhood or their city or their town or even within their state or their country. The enemies are not Americans versus Americans. But right now, there are a lot of people who greatly are deceived by this PSYOP propaganda campaign that is nothing short of, I've always said, Goebbels, Himmler, and Hitler looking up from hell thinking, wow, these people in Silicon Valley are doing a great job. And that's how I see it. She says, there's one thing that I want everyone to understand and to make sure that they're able to articulate it to their friends and neighbors. The first thing is that we have to have compassion and love and tolerance and mercy and forgiveness for our fellow Americans wherever they fall in the line right now, because we got to be able to speak to them in a way they've never been spoken to before and communicate the facts, not emotion. We don't know how many of you on the 4th of July took out the Declaration of Independence and looked at the grievances and 27 grievances of our founding fathers that made against the Crown of England. But right now, most of the people don't even know that we're in the worse shape than we were in 1775. And that is the truth. Every one of these grievances is even worse now. I'm one to say that you've got to look back at history and actually learn what really happened, because first of all, you know, if you listen to my show, that I actually believe that the crown was never, accepted the revolution anyway. You know, they kept working behind the scenes and controlling the strings. They just went home and said, okay, we'll let the Americans think they won, and we'll go in and infiltrate them through the banking system, through the government, through the military, and through the news and the propaganda. But even worse than that, right now the enemy, and I've got to articulate this to your friends because this is where we can meet the middle. We can meet right in the middle. Our enemy is the international banking cabal that has no compassion, no mercy, no humanity, no tolerance, no conscience. They have a very long-term plan. You've heard a lot about it on my show that I've done in the past, but I really want you to understand what's going on and who the players are. I've seen nobody put on paper what the New World Order, one government, or, as Brian Deese of BlackRock admitted this week, the liberal world order. And no, that wasn't a mistake, because George Soros renamed it that about 10 years ago. George Soros called it the liberal world order when he realized too many people were on to the one world government plan. So don't be deceived. That's not an accident. But if you look and listen, I will tell you who we are fighting, and I will make it very clear to you, the public, that's us, okay? That is the entire world of humanity, gay, straight, black, white, Asian, Latino, Jewish, Christian, Muslim. It doesn't matter. Everyone that they consider a useless eater is a problem for resources because there's just way too many people, the whole population, the whole myth that they're running out of everything that God provided is all false. Like Dr. Johnny said last week on my show, it all set up during the Club of Rome meetings. And these meetings that came out, they talk about how they need to somehow ration God's green earth, the water, the food, the air that's in plenty supply, but they want to pollute and ration it and poison everything. You know, before it comes to our table, and we as humans, because there's just too many of us for them to control, we're causing a lot of problems for them, but it's not what they're saying, right? So there you have it, public. That's us. Then you have the propagandists, the hybrid warfare specialists. That's the NBC, ABC, CNN, and CBS. MSNBC and a lot of people over at Fox and Newsmax. And then there are the fact checkers, you know, the Pioneer Institute, the lead stories and news guard. They're overlords at the media, the fact checkers. And I'll tell you one time, like I told you one time, there's a problem that they called the Mockingbird Media. When the CIA infiltrated the media, the problem is the CIA is now the media. That's the problem. The media is the CIA. So let's just get that straight right off the bat. So the whole idea is thrown out the window that you're getting the real news. No, you're getting propaganda. You're getting controlled. You're getting manipulated. We are at a mass psychological operation that's being conducted at the highest level that has come up with the Satanist PSYOP head of the military called Michael Aquino, called Mind War, what Michael Aquino called Mind War, and we are now in this Mind War. The next level will be the national governments. That will be the installed regime, but honestly, the truth of the matter is that the installed regime goes side by side with the scientific authorities and the health authorities and the people who really don't pay attention until the COVID. But they've been working for 40 years to come up with a way to have science and medicine enslave us. So on top of that, are the people you've got to know about, which are the, you know, the United Nations, the IMF, that's the International Monetary Fund, and the IPC, the World Bank, the World Health Organization, the NGOs, like the Open Society and the Tides Foundation, and the Human Rights Campaign, and the National Endowment for Democracy, and all these front shell agencies, all these things sound really good, right? But they aren't. Well, be careful, because we got global corporations and then thousands of George Soros, other back NGOs, which are, you know, non-governmental agencies all over the world that do nothing but start color revolutions, which we in America are in the middle of right now. And the biggest problem is above them is what we've called a lot about today, the World Economic Forum, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Club of Rome, Chatham House, which is the Council of Foreign Relations, basically of the Crown, the Rockefellers, and above them is the biggest problem of all. What you need to understand is there are five oligarchs, billionaires, and trillionaires in America that are running this country. And not one government official has any power right now. None of them. They are all being controlled and blackmailed and bribed. They have committed crimes, be it financial, sexual. They have been blackmailed in a ring started by Epstein and Maxwell that seems to be going away, which they cannot allow. There are 10,000 hours of footage of blackmail operations from Maxwell's family and then from Jeffrey Epstein and Maxwell that we, the people, deserve to see. We need to know who's on that footage. We need to know who's on that footage in the Wiener laptop. We need to know what people sold us out because they were too scared to get caught for the crimes that they committed, which is what is going on. But what I do ask you is to look into the bankers of America right now, because I will tell you right now, they don't want you to know this, and I'm going to let you know, and then we're going to research it, and you're going to tell your friends who's running America. That's a man named Larry Fink. He runs a company called BlackRock. Remember, I did a whole show several weeks ago about Larry Fink and BlackRock. Larry Fink thinks that he's the king of America and basically the world as well. And what people don't know about Larry Fink and BlackRock is that he owns 90% of America and most of your pensions. That's right. It is that Larry Fink who thought he was going to be Hillary Clinton's Treasury Secretary, and he set it up during the Obama administration to be just that. And then Donald Trump won. That was a surprise. In the meanwhile, Larry Fink, where did he go? Not just running all the money in America, not just opening only to find the CCP in China that America's money through BlackRock is being invested in the trillions, that he joined the board of the World Economic Forum and he's become the architect of this Build Back Better bill. But guess what else? The January 2019, he summoned Joe Biden to his office. Larry Fink did. Oh, yeah. Joe Biden was at the bottom of the heap for all the people running the Democratic Party for president. But within 2 weeks, everybody backed down, and boom, all of a sudden, Joe Biden was in the lead. After that meeting with Larry Fink in January of 2009. Then it was Joe Biden because he wanted Joe, Puppet Joe, to be there because it's not the real Joe Biden. And you know what is going on now? Brian Deese and half a dozen BlackRock people are running our economy. They are at the top level of the Treasury. Brian Deese is one of the last, is one that last week talked about the liberal world order, why they need to keep slaughtering people in Ukraine that they don't care about, that they're funneling money through their $7 billion account that they've already invested in Ukraine. Is anyone wondering why no talk of peace? I'll tell you why, because that's how it's going to be. That's the way it was planned. This is about money. It's about power. And it's about the Great Reset. Well, Larry Fink, who basically has more power right now than the private Western central banks and the Fed, because he also runs Powell's money. So you really have to start looking at where your pensions are going, because they aren't going to, they're disappearing fast. He's got control of all of them. Where are your IRAs going? He's got control of all of them. Who's investing your money and where are they invested? Larry Fink and BlackRock has control of all of them. It has to matter. You have to care. You have to look it up. Don't listen to your financial advisor or, God forbid, your union head telling you to take care of it, because they're selling our country out as well. Another man that you should know about and look into is Eric Schmidt, who's the head of Google and the Alphabet Corporation that owns Google. You know he ran Google China? Did you know Larry Fink is the creator of ESG Score, which is a social credit score that is about to be installed here in the United States, and it's already been tested, beta tested in China, if they get their central bank digital currency. Also, Larry Fink and BlackRock and Klaus Schwab. Larry Fink is on the board of the World Economic Forum with Klaus Schwab right there to his left. Also involved in the One World Identification System that would be tracking and tracing surveillance, the total control and monitoring of you, your family, your future, your children, and everything you do, including predictive policing. I know you all know that, or maybe you don't, but you should. Look it up. It's not just digital money, it's digital slavery. But then there's Eric Schmidt, the Google Alphabet man, which if you didn't know, I'm sure it seems to be running the entire defense contracting business. Eric Schmidt does. Eric Schmidt runs the entire defensive contracting business. It appears that Eric Schmidt and Schmidt Futures right now has about half a dozen of his people, you know, that are running all the defense contracts. So we got all these BlackRock people running our economy above anyone in our government, and we have Eric Schmidt's Futures and a bunch of people that work for him running AI, the Department of Defense Surveillance Track and Trace Technology. So where is the government in this picture? And we all know who's running medicine and big pharma and agriculture. That's Bill Gates. And we already know that Jeff Bezos of Amazon is running manufacturing and space exploration. And we know that George Soros is running the social movements that are destroying our country from the inside out. So five billionaires and about 20 more who are running this whole country. Do you see where the government fits in? Ha! There is no government. These five trillionaires and the 20 more helping them are running everything. They're already running this model. It's called the public-private partnership. It is out at the World Economic Forum in Davos, but the Bank of International Settlements and the central banks are above them. And it's about all of the corporations that will be skipping our governments. All of the banks will be skipping over our governments. Our governments of all the nations will no longer have any power at all. It's all going to be a fascist corporatocracy run by the big banks and by these five oligarchs and their 20 friends. They're also billionaires. So where do you think that leaves you? Where do you think that leaves any of us? The goal of the government right now, they all pledge their allegiance. Our country pledged their allegiance with John Kerry and Joe Biden and Bloomberg and Biden and 800 people. Everyone should also look at who went to Glasgow, COP26, that pledged allegiance to the Build Back Better bill, which is written by the World Economic Forum, and it's the same exact bill in every G20 nation. So what I'm saying to you now is when we tell you we are in danger and we can win this battle, but not if we think we're fighting each other. Don't fight each other, folks. That's how they get it all implemented. If they can get us hating one another, blacks against whites, Democrats against Republicans, you know, Trump lovers against Trump haters, you know, don't fight. That's exactly what they want. This same model, they're playing it out in every country. It's the color revolution to get divide and conquer. Get us to all these different factions to fight one another. Don't fall for it, folks. That's all they need to pull all this off exactly the way I laid it out. So the big deal here is to sit down next to your liberal friends, or if you're liberal, sit down to your conservative friends, and just say, you know what? It doesn't matter what you think about rights for LGBTQ or what you're doing to our children or what they're doing in our schools or any of that. If we all are slaves, what does it matter? And that's really what it boils down to, folks. If we're all slaves, what does it matter what side of the political spectrum, what we fall into, what color our skin, what religion we have? We will have no freedom, and our founding fathers would have failed because we allowed it to happen again and again and even worse than they predicted. None of these people were elected, and they're trying to promote this color revolution where we divide and conquer. We get one group fighting another. They arrest Trump, and then the Patriots revolt, and then, you know, they'll George Soros to unleash Black Lives Matter and Antifa, and then everybody's fighting in the streets. And then the Biden administration just calls in the UN troops. You know, they're Chinese wearing blue helmets. We need to call them out by name without fear. As long as we don't fight each other and stick together, they will never win. And what you need to do is you need to look at your own community and you need to find like-minded folks. But the bigger thing is finding people who don't agree with you and ask them who's running this country. Just ask them who's running this country. And have you heard of any people I just mentioned? Because I'm telling you right now, we have an oligarchy here. There are just a few people. A handful of people. It's no different than the French Revolution than it is taking over this world. And the rest of the world is counting on America, and we're not going to let them down. We're the last bastion of freedom on this planet, and it doesn't matter what they say. They stole not only the election, but hundreds of them around the world. They're paying puppets. They're stealing countries, they're overthrowing regimes with their color revolutions, get one faction to fight the other, divide and conquer, keep the people of a few in hands of a bunch of bankers, just puppets for the bankers, that are bought and paid for, and most of our politicians, local and federal, all the way down the line. So you find out where the money's going, and you're investing in this country, and you change paths. We should not be giving the central bankers, any of these people, 1 cent of our money if you don't have to. Invest locally. Support your local farmers. Switch to local banks that are, you know, just have one or two branches that are founded. I'm with a local bank that was founded in Texas, and you know, they only have a couple branches. They're not tied to New York or any, you know. So that's where I bank. And find out who the enemy is. Tell everyone. And it ain't us, the American citizens, folks. It is not your neighbor. It is not the person yelling about abortion down the street or fighting to keep critical race theory in the schools. It's them. It's the oligarchs. It's the bankers. It's the propagandists. The CIA that's our media now. It's not even the Mockingbird media run by the CIA. It's the CIA running our media. And it's all a big psyop. They're doing it all. They're throwing in everything they got, including the kitchen sink. They know what they're doing. Divide, we fall. Divided, we fall. And they know it. And that's what they're trying to promote. Divide us and conquer us, and then we'll be a slave forever. So let's unite like we've never united before. Please keep showing up. Please know you have the power. Please be brave no matter what. Keep listening to Dr. Johnny's show. Go to themastersurvivor.com. You can hear any of my back shows if you want to hear any of them. Keep coming back every Sunday if that's the way you do it. Or you can go to my website, themastersurvivor.com, and hear any of my shows that you miss. I want you to question everything. Find the facts for yourself. Trump is not a traitor. He's not a criminal. But they're going to want to persuade you to believing that. Just know, oil companies will continue to dominate their price control and continue to drive up profits. Right now, it's slightly down at the pump because the midterm elections are coming in, and they don't want it to seem like a recession, an inflation, but it is. For a while there, it was over $4 a gallon. But the oil companies are keeping it down right now because, the summer vacations are over. Kids are going to be going back to school soon. And by officiating the unproven theory that petroleum oil is non-renewable fossil fuel, the oil companies were able to adjust the price accordingly. It is constant renewing, folks. Trust me, we got oil coming out of it. It's just everywhere. Okay, it's just like diamonds. Diamonds are everywhere. They dig them up like sand. All right, but they made a market for it. Oh, that's a pretty one. Let's send that to De Beers in Antwerp and let them cut that up, and they'll sell that for $10,000. But they dig up diamonds by the shovels full. There's oil constantly being renewed. All the way into peak oil scare that foretold the calamity of the world soon running out of oil. Oh, what a lie. Would further benefit from the industry's oil pricing schemes. They wanted to keep adjusting the price because if it's a non-renewable fuel and there's only so much left, then they can constantly keep adjusting the price. The wells never did go dry. The ones that emptied filled right back up, so science that we have today favors that theory that the fossil fuels are only limited, which is that oil. It's really a natural renewable component of our ecosystem. And we see this in our oceans. Underwater methane lakes deep below the surface with their own thriving, unique ecosystems. And so the story changed from the world will soon run out of oil, and they changed it to the world will most certainly end if we don't stop using oil. See, they had to change the psychological operation because too many people were catching on that, no, we'll never run out of oil. So now they changed their psychology on the people and programmed them. Now, if we don't stop using oil, the world will come to an end. And because nobody seems to know the science anymore, because it's all fake news, everything's fake. The science, the religion, the news, the institutions. Most people just do as they're told because that's the easy way out. The world is about to end for millions of people and probably more because our civilization is built on fossil fuels and the powers that be are turning them off. Oh, winter's coming and Germany's set to be very cold. Angela Merkel saved her political career by appeasing the anti-nuclear movement and shutting down Germany's nuclear power. Well, boy, that's going to be a disaster because it gets cold in Germany in the wintertime. Out of the 14 nuclear plants they have already shut down, 11. They've already shut down 11 out of the 17 nuclear plants, and they're still in the process of shutting down the rest, removing 25% of their power without anything to replace it because their Green Deal turned out to be a failure. After all the hype, Germany's dependence on fossil fuel is at 76%. They need, fossil fuel. They depend. That's 70% of their energy needs is 76%. So they're temporarily switching back to coal and oil. But that's a real problem because they've neglected their own fuel industry and become dependent upon Russia. And the German government would rather have the country freeze to death than to buy fuel from Russia. The German economy is based on a highly innovative production, which requires a great deal of energy, but they no longer produce or they're so running out of fuel very quickly, that will collapse the German economy, which will cause an economic tsunami of destruction throughout the EU and the world, and the German government is letting it happen. That's happening right now. They could have some nuclear plants online, but they still plan on shutting down the rest by the end of this year to stay green. Can you see how all this is fitting in? They're putting a squeeze on everybody from every direction. Some anti-carbon environmentalists are saying that nuclear power is the greenest option. And maybe that's true, but none of their schemes add up. So far, the green agenda has only successfully accomplished making people feel good about themselves while they destroy their own society. The EU and Britain are actually reverting back to burning wood as fuel and claim that is carbon neutral, which is a lie. Scientists have steadily evolved towards a cleaner, more efficient energy starting from wood, the least clean and the least efficient, moving to coal, followed by oil and gas. And now nearly 40% of Europe's renewable energy is wood, which mostly comes from clear-cutting forests in the United States. This Green New Deal is a complete lie. It's just another part of the creepy elite's global reset. These elite bloodlines want new cashless society, but one more it's going to be like. It's going to be like the Middle Ages, which for these spoiled inbreds is the good old days, because that was the good old days when they ran everything, when most people were serfs and they lived in castles. And if they succeed, it looks like Germany will get there first. Germany's got plenty of castles, so the elite can stay in the castles, and then the people will have to live on the land. And in the midst of all this chaos, the German government is focused on allowing children age 14 and older to change their gender and first names without parental permission once a year, as often as they want. Gosh, how many ways can you create a distraction? Is the deep state losing its grip? Are we witnessing the start of some sort of mass awakening of the Western world? For years, I've been telling you on my show about the extremely complex systems that are designed to shape and control what we think. And today, the vast majority of the news and entertainment that most of us consume is controlled by just a very small handful of immensely powerful corporations. And of course, those corporations are ultimately owned and controlled by the elites of the world. To a very large degree, the elite will be able to determine what we focus on, what we think about current events, and how we feel about the world and people around us. They are controlling that with their mind control mechanisms, whether it's from you being on the phone, you know, talking to your social media friends, and you only see certain things they want you to see. And for such a long time, most of the population would take whatever narratives that were pushed upon them by their corporate overlords as the gospel truth. And that always frustrated me, Dr. Johnny, because I knew that they were pushing whole sectors of the population in a certain way. You know, some of them to hate Trump, and then others to be against, you know, me, you know, and pushing that narrative, and then others to be against, you know, burning, you know, like exhaling and carbon dioxide and fossil fuel energy cars. They pushing this whole electric car thing. And I'm telling you, right now, mark Dr. Johnny's words, that the electric cars are a prison. Just remember what I said. Don't say I'm right or wrong. Just remember that Dr. Johnny said that electric cars are a prison. Just don't forget that. Keep that in mind. And I want you to think about that. Electric cars are a prison. Okay? So for such a long time, most of the population would take whatever narratives that were pushed upon them by their corporate overlords as the gospel truth. And fortunately, there are indications that times they are changing. And they really are. And I'm going to bring you more about those changes because it isn't over yet. I'm just telling you their plans. And if you let them divide us and get them and let them make us fight one another, we will lose. We have to unite. We have to love our brother. We have to love our sisters and unite and stand up and look for the truth. That's all you got to do. And keep coming to Dr. Johnny's show. You can catch up with all my shows on TheMasterSurvivor.com. And I'll be right back after these messages.
It's no secret that the so-called mainstream media is best described as controlled propaganda. Countless news stories are either totally ignored or spun with half-truths, and because of this, essential facts and vital information are often compromised. Join Dr. Ott every Friday night on Studio B at 10 p.m. Eastern and learn why The Story Behind the Story was nominated for a Peabody Award in its second year of producing unparalleled broadcasting excellence in 1997. That is, if you really care about learning the truth.
Things were not quite right, that everything was just ever so slightly askew.
Do you have, to paraphrase Morpheus, a splinter in your mind?
If you're interested in hearing the latest information about UFOs, the paranormal,
ancient cultures and structures,
monatomic elements,
longevity,
fantastic discoveries in science,
download it to your brain,
then tune in to us. Hi, I'm Dave.
And I'm Mackie.
And we are Shiny Side Out, Sundays 2 to 4 a.m. Eastern. See you then.
Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
interested in the paranormal, murder mystery, real natural law? Do you enjoy interviews with amazing guests? Then join Crypt Rick every Monday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Revolution Radio. Studio A, freedomslips.com. Crypt Rick's iPhone, thank you. Welcome to the Crypt.
You going back in?
There's still men out there. God damn. When I go home, people ask me, "Hey, Hoot, why do you do it, man? Why? Some kind of war junkie?" I won't say a goddamn word. Why? They won't understand. They won't understand why we do it. They won't understand it's about the men next to you. And that's it. That's all it is.
Revolution Radio. Freedomslips.com. Number one listener supported radio. The printing press for freedom at a time when freedom is needed the most.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
You are listening to The Master Survivor Beyond PhD, and this is your host, Dr. Johnny. And I was giving you, like I always try to fill you in on what the enemy's doing, the people who are trying to control us, the globalists, the cabal, the Illuminati, the Satanists. Usually in the first half of the show, and then the second half of the show, I try to give you the good news, because there's more good news than bad news, but I want you to be prepared. Fortunately, there are indications that things are changing. Just know that in order for any society to function efficiently and effectively, there must be a high level of trust. Unfortunately for the elite, we simply do not trust them anymore. The signs are everywhere you look. Trust in our politicians has fallen to an all-time low. Trust in the media has fallen to an all-time low. Trust in our corporations has fallen to an all-time low. Trust in our healthcare system has fallen to an all-time low. Trust in our education system has fallen to an all-time low. Trust in the tech industry has fallen to an all-time low. We no longer are buying into the crap that they keep shoveling our way. People are opening their eyes, and that is really, really a good thing. Let's get real here. Is it morally wrong for them to try to control what we think? Is it absolutely imperative that we all learn to think for ourselves? Because that is the only way that we will ever be totally free. We've got to stand up and think for ourselves. I've been talking about this for years on my show, critical thinking. You know, have your mind, your body under your control. I've said it over and over and over again. And a number of recent trends that have given me hope that people are starting to wake up on a widespread basis, the following, I believe, are promising signs that the insidious mind control matrix the elite have created has started to crumble. Number one, according to a recent Gallup poll survey, only 16% of U.S. adults have a great deal or quite a lot of confidence in newspapers, and only 11% of U.S. adults have a great deal or quite a lot of confidence on television news. You know, less than 16% trust any of that anymore. That's not much. Number two, all over the internet, I'm seeing article after article speaking out against the World Economic Forum. This is an incredible hopeful sign. Number three, in the Netherlands, a new government plan would cut fertilizer use and reduce livestock numbers so drastically that it will force many farms out of business. This plan is deeply evil, but massive farmer protests have sparked yet a beautiful thing. They've been dumping fertilizer, you know, the manure. They need more fertilizer, and so they're dumping all the manure on government places. Number four, after being arrested, a British man who was told this, someone has caused anxiety based on your social media past, and that is why we're arresting you. That's why you're being arrested. You caused anxiety by what you put in on your social media posts. But the good news is, there's been a tremendous backlash on the social media. So far, the video of his arrest has already been viewed more than 4 million times. Number five, more people on the West Coast are waking up. The exodus out of the state of California is rapidly becoming a stampede. People just got to get out of California. Number six, despite all the spin for the Biden administration, 66% of Americans say they believe that they are either in a recession or a depression right now. Number seven, Joe Biden's overall approval rating has fallen to an all-time low of 36%. Number eight, Joe Biden's economic approval rating has fallen to an all-time low of 30%. Number nine, a recent CNN poll discovered that a whopping 75% of Democrat and Democrat-leaning voters actually want their party to nominate someone other than Biden in 2024. The majority don't want Biden. That's the Democrats. They don't want Biden anymore. Number 10, according to a recent Pew Research survey, only 24% of U.S. adults are satisfied with the current state of the country. Almost all of us can see that our society is on the wrong track and that the first step is getting it back on the right track. As time rolls along, I believe that the more and more of us will wake up. And in the end, I believe that the current world order that the Western elite have tried so hard to establish will fail. That process will be incredibly chaotic. That's what we're going through right now, but the end result, it will be worth it. There'll be some pain, and it's all coming. Maybe tomorrow. You'll see. Then I found an interesting factoid. According to scientists, we just experienced the shortest day ever recorded. The shortest day on record has been broken by planet Earth. On June 29, 2022, the planet completed its entire rotation in just 1.59 milliseconds, or slightly more than 1/1000th of a second, less time than it typically takes the 24-hour rotation. Okay, folks, I just had to throw that in. But recently, the Earth has been moving quicker. Since the 1960s, 2020 marked the shortest month on record for the planet. On July 19th of that year, 1.47 milliseconds shorter than a typical 24-hour day, scientists recorded the shortest day so far. Are days being shortened? You bet they are. Why does this matter? I often tell people that it feels like the days are going faster than ever, but I thought that that was just my imagination, but it's not. They're actually shorter. I've been told as we get older, it can seem like time is passing more quickly, and without a doubt, 2022 seems like it's roaring by, fastest year yet. It's hard to believe that the beginning of August is already here, and 2023 will arrive, and before we know it, oh my God, I'll be 70 years old in 2023, oh my God, it's coming. I believe 2023 will be the year that changes everything, and I know that there are a lot of bad things that are happening right now, and a lot of my shows tend to focus on those bad things in the beginning, but I'll try to bring out the good as much as possible and show you there is hope, because we have to face facts, the truth, that are a lot of good things happening, folks. In fact, there's no other time in all of human history that I would rather have lived in than right now. I say, thus, the honest to God truth, I've never wanted to change anything. Somebody said, oh, if you could snap your fingers, would you live in a different time if you could? I would rather be back in, you know, the 50s and live, you know, in the 1950s. I said, no, I'm happy just where I am. It's when times are darkest that the greatest heroes are needed, and the years ahead will provide plenty of opportunities for you and me to be the kind of hero that we're always meant to be. This is the time for the master survivors, folks. This is the time. If we solve the challenges of compassion and inclusion, of sensitivity and courage, then we dismantle the artificial intelligence and stargates that are a symptom of the overlord of arrogance. We then avert a planetary system overload, and then things will go more smoothly into the natural stargate activation that we should be in. But it's really down to us, the people. It becomes all the more wonderful an opportunity for awakening and vitalizing a new untrammeled future, an undiscovered new world, where instead of catastrophe befalling our ignorance, there is, in contrast, all of us waking up in a great resonance of spiritual awakening that will herald a bright future is newly born. It's up to us, folks. Right now is the time to make the difference by waking up from our slumber and begin to realize how we have our individual and collective strong, massive quantum capabilities and probabilities associated and invested in several different and distinct futures. There are two paths we can take here. It's up to us which path we take. If you become a master survivor, you will take the good path. And the more people that become master survivors, the more people that, you know, will push us into the right path. If you want to know more about the Master Survivor, you know, just check out the Master Survivor program on themastersurvivor.com. Scroll down and click on the Master Survivor program and get balanced, both chemically, mentally, and physically, and not ever get sick again. That's what it's like being a Master Survivor. It is our natural potential as human beings to completely be connected with our Creator God, to consciously accept the invitation from the universe, every living thing, every changing thing, all the beauty and chaos within the whole and its parts. Becoming a Master Survivor will bring us into that unity. It's not only our birthright, it's our invited responsibility to wake up and make the coming natural stargate quantum blue apple life of a master survivor. Vertical reality boosting events occur to our maximum evolutionary benefit. Becoming a master survivor, You will have your mind and your body under your control. You will not get sick again. You will be able to promote this glorious future that lies right in our hands. We must understand that our human brain is an interferometer. That's right. Our human brain is an interferometer. Our brains are simultaneous transmitters and receivers of scalar waves and thus can act outside our space-time continuum. Of course, not everything is predetermined. That's where we come in. There are chaotic factors that are left to free will. Some hyperdimensional forces aware of the coming shift are banking on the suppression of mass frequencies to lead humanity into a likely future where those forces harvest maximum energy out of us and maximum control on us and maintain that control, whether it's our this destiny and our density or the next. This can be include everything from mass loss of life to genetic assimilation and spiritual enslavement. You see, I'm trying to do it right now. To some extent, this has already happened. The world as we know it today is the end result of a recent revision of the timelines because of the COVID and all the vaccines. We've had our genetics altered. Everybody's had their vaccines, had their genetics altered. I'm sorry, folks. That's the way it is, but there's still hope. You can become a master survivor and rise above that, even if your genetics have been altered by the jab. But yet time marches on, and the final future is still open for us master survivors to pave the way for a glorious, wonderful world. This brings us to what we can do as individuals. The wiser sources say we should just be ourselves, remember who we are, and radiate the essence of our soul. In fact, we are all frequency anchors, not only in our world, but also in your matrix of existence and realities that we hold in all of our being and can be thought of once one has found the necessary starting conditions for them that has set them on the way, and they've opened their awareness to see that greater reality. As soon as such new realities have become conscious and they realize those greater realities and they can become conscious of themselves and taken up relations with other form of consciousness, they can no longer be undone and made to disappear. They will become that greater person and will become master survivors. Our respective thoughts are similar to the vortical streams that flow in various directions that can unite with other streams that also specifically react to similarity or resonance with other thought streams. They're not units of measurement for spirit. They are directions. Thus, at the same time, we are also a scalar field that cannot be measured, but still exerts effects in the unfolding. So it's up to us to form this glorious new future, folks. And that future is bright, if only we just wake up. Ladies and gentlemen, don't let anyone steal your future, your happiness, or your peace of mind. You have the power right in your hands to do anything you wanted to do. It's time for all of us to build a brighter future together by becoming master survivors. All the darkness in the world cannot put out the light of a single candle. Becoming a master survivor keeps that candle bright. Even in the winds of tyranny, nothing can stop the master survivors from staking out their claim on life, of health, freedom, and happiness. Let me break it all down and just realize we have to face the fact that many want you to think that our current situation is very dire and that our future is full of gloom. But that is fake news. That is just fear porn. Our road forward is more promising than ever, but to realize that and to make it happen, it really is up to you and how you think and how you look at your world. And you can only do it that in a higher balanced way if you are a master survivor and have all your minerals balanced and all your cells. So together we can build a brighter future by becoming master survivors. Yet, in order to give meaningful suggestions to further and support this, we must first need to speak candidly about what's happening in the world at present. It appears that there are factions within the world power elite that I reviewed in the first hour that still desire to exert as much control on you as possible. Remember, they're really not after Trump. They're after you. He just happens to be in the way. And what they're trying to do is to get us all angered, fight amongst each other, and get us to tear our world apart for them. Their primary means of establishing control are through fear, secrecy, and polarization, and through distracting people from the deeper purpose of life. You know, that is helping one another and loving one another. That's our deeper purpose. In other words, they don't want you to grow and prosper. They don't. When these factions gain greater power and control, our freedoms and liberties are increasingly taken away, sometimes without our even realizing it. Fear is used as a powerful tool of control by these factions of the global elite. These terrorists will kill you. Your job, savings, retirement are no longer secure. You either are for us or against us. We might be attacking, be attacked at any time. No, they're the ones taking away your retirement and savings. They're the ones that are trying to kill us. They're projecting what they're doing onto what the others are doing that they want you to fight, your fellow man. They use the media echo chambers to tell you exactly what they are doing. In a subtle way, they slip in. There's nothing we can do about it. You know? So you think that in the back of your mind, they subliminally get you thinking, oh, there's nothing I can do about it. No, there's plenty you can do about it. Just don't fight with anybody. Don't argue with anybody. If they get all heated and everything, don't you get all heated. Don't buy into it. Just say, well, I love you anyway, you know. That's what I told somebody the other day. It pissed him off. It made him even madder. And I said, well, I love you anyway, you know. This is the box they want to keep us in. They want to keep us fighting and arguing. But by encouraging us to focus, you know, they want to encourage us to focus on blaming others, such as the terrorists or the evil leaders or the global power brokers. You know, I know that's the ones that are doing, but don't hate them. Don't fight them. Just love your neighbor. Help your neighbor. Communicate with your neighbor. That's how you get around it. They want to put you in this whole role as powerless victims. So then they want you to look to them for protection. Look to the government. Oh, the government will take care of everything. Remember, Klaus Schwab said, you own nothing, but you'll be happy. Well, that's a real farce. The more we slip into fear and being victims, the easier it is for us to be manipulated. Just forget about the fear. Forget about being victims. Just start loving and helping your neighbor and just communicating more. And just say what you can, but don't fight with anybody. Don't get upset. Secrecy also is a powerful weapon. Secrecy leads control through preventing the exposure of hidden agendas. You might drop a little hint that, hey, that's not the real Joe Biden. And they say, oh, I didn't know. And they say, well, the real Joe Biden has blue eyes. Well, look at the one that you see now. He has, I mean, the real Joe Biden has brown eyes. Look at the one you see now. He has blue eyes. And just leave him at that, with that. And they just go, no, just check it out next time he's on TV or something. Just look, his eyes are blue. The real Joe Biden had brown eyes. That's a fact. And just walk away. See, they don't know that's not the real Joe Biden. Many people don't know that. So they're trying, the elites and the social media and the CIA media run, they're trying to breed distrust, suspicion, and paranoia in the world. And all in the name of national security, we've been told ever more frequently that we should not know what's happening behind closed doors. Yet we're encouraged to keep a vigilant watch on our neighbors. Ooh, and, you know, if you see something wrong, call 911. And for those who question the government, if you see somebody with a Trump flag, let me know. Or those who look or act different from us, they could secretly be a terrorist, you know, in sheep's clothing. Rampant suspicion and secrecy cause us to lose touch with our common humanity that we all share around us. We need to embrace one another, folks. Whether they're left or right, black or white, you know, no matter what religion they are, no matter where they are on the political spectrum, just start, you know, looking at everybody as, you know, we're all God's creatures. Polarization leads us to the us versus them ways of thinking. We got to stop. That's the trap. Divide and conquer is their tactic. And that's been used successfully by the power elite for centuries. And all in the color revolution, that's how they do it. As long as people focus on blaming and attacking the enemy, they are not likely to look any deeper to the causes, the real causes of their problems. Controlling factions of the power elite work to keep the public and the media attention focused on issues that divide us into two polarized camps. You know, the ones that take a vaccine, the ones that don't, the ones that wear a mask, the ones that don't. So the greatest concerns of power and control go on unnoticed. The power brokers then control both sides of the divided public by assuring that the corporate ownership of the media and key candidates from all political parties support their deeper power and polarization's agenda. And they get involved with war profiteering, a final, subtle, yet powerful method of gaining control is to distract people from their purpose of life. Consider that television, radio, and movies have been filled with ever more greed, violence, and empty sex. Our education system is increasingly prioritized passing tests over developing intelligence, creativity, and critical thinking, and how to do creative thinking. They don't want you to get smarter. They don't want you to be master survivors, folks. They train you to get ahead not by merit, knowledge, and sound qualifications, but by taking the easy way out and just true or false, multiple choice, and that's the way you do your job as a bean counter. Excessive corporate control of the media controls the information we get and limit it. What news we receive and often has shaped our decisions and the way we think. Our attention has been subtly diverted from our deeper purpose of life to the more superficial attractions of sex, consumerism, and money. When we succumb to fear, secrecy, and polarization, and we lose touch with our sense of purpose in life, elements of global elite are able to exert even more control over our lives. Do you hear all those little blips that have been coming across? Well, I've been getting all kinds of spam everywhere you look at. Hear it? There it goes again. Spam, spam, spam. I've been getting crank calls these past few weeks. I've been getting spam all over the place on my email, on all my channels that I'm in contact with, and I don't care You know, obviously I'm over the target, or else they wouldn't be trying to subvert me and divert me and distract me. There were a couple of days I just didn't turn on my phone. Honestly, I did not. There are 2 days, just a few days ago, I just didn't even turn on my phone. And one day I didn't even go into my computer or my phone. I just left it all off because I was so tired of the spam. I'm so tired of the people trying. You know, that's all they can do now. So I must be over the target. But there's a way out of all this, like I said before. There's a way to work toward a brighter future, and Dr. Johnny has some simple answers about what we can do about all this. But first, we have to face what's really going on. Ultimately, it's the collective fear, secrecy, polarization, and loss of purpose within all of us that has allowed leaders to take power who would subvert democracy, who would take away our freedoms and liberties. By each one of us making a commitment to work on these issues, both inside ourselves and outside in our world, and to inspire others to do the same, we are changing our collective direction and building a solid foundation for a brighter future. Some actions can help us to take firm steps in that direction. We can develop purpose and intentions for our lives to live rich, full lives in today's complex world. It's vitally important to give your life clear direction by exploring what's deepest and most meaningful to you, by developing a life purpose and life intentions based on this. Dr. Johnny decided many years ago that my main purpose was to help my patients become master survivors. That's my purpose in life, folks, is to help you become a master survivor. Then choose to live your intentions when you find your purpose, to live your intentions and follow your purpose to the best of your ability each and every day. I practice what I preach, and that's why I always answer my phone when it rings, because most likely it's one of my patients that help. Lately, like I said, more than half my calls haven't been for my patients. And there are a couple of days I just turned off my phone. But this is my daily effort. You know, eventually they'll go away. This has been happening all my life. Now I'm getting it on my phone again. I hear the blips. You hear the little dings. You know, for the last 2 weeks, this has been hot and heavy, trying to distract Dr. Johnny, trying to create fear. I've been getting crank calls, all kinds of things. But that's okay. You know, we can stay centered in our life purpose, and Dr. Johnny stayed centered in his life purpose of helping his patients become master survivors. And by choosing to live with a clear direction and focus, consequently, life becomes deeper and more meaningful. It does for me. My patients to me are everything. If you want to become my patient, you know, all you got to do is go to themastersurvivor.com and just click on the Master Survivor Program and, you know, get started with a, you know, hair tissue mineral analysis. And once I get your hair, I can run that laboratory analysis and see exactly what's going on in your body. And we can balance that with food. And there's a few supplements we get from the lab because we can't get everything from food, but mostly it's from food. Sometimes people don't follow the food program and just take the supplements. It doesn't work. Got to follow the food program. Some patients have not taken the supplements and follow the food, and that helped. And they said, I'm feeling better. I said, well, if you really want to feel better, get the supplements from the lab. And they did, and they go, gosh, Johnny, you're right. They did feel better. So that's how you can get started as my patient. Just go to themastersurvivor.com and click on the Master Survivor Program and scroll down where it says read more, you know, under the Master Survivor Program, And there's number one there, the hair tissue mineral analysis. It's only $226 with a check to Dr. Johnny, and send me your hair, and I'll run your hair. And then once I get your test, I'll send your analysis back. We'll go over it and do your consultation, and I will give you a roadmap for your recovery. If you have problems with health or whatever, we'll get those problems behind you, and you can have your mind and your body under your control instead of you having these problems. And it's much easier when you're feeling better to be and remain a master survivor. But we have to watch for the seduction of consumerism and the media hype, which distracts us from our real purpose and allows us to be more efficiently focused on building a brighter future for ourselves and all those around us. By becoming a master survivor, you will build a brighter future for everyone and all around you. Especially important as we should choose to transform fear into acceptance and love. When we notice ourselves feeling fear, we can just trace the roots of that fear so that we're able to identify our core challenges and deal more consciously with them. We can open our guidance from friends and teachers and spiritual sources, especially if we're helping, if they're helping us move from fear to acceptance and understanding. It's very important. Just use fear as a stepping stone into acceptance and understanding. We can also transform our fears through becoming the ever-present love of our divine creator. You know, because that's where we came from, and the love that lies always deep within our hearts and in the hearts of those around us for our creator is the love we should focus on. And in doing this, we begin to recognize fear as an invitation to growth. It's a tool. You know, sometimes I used to say, well, you know, I use anger as a tool. And people look at me, what? Yeah, you know, I got angry about something, so, you know, I cleaned out my garage. And by the time I cleaned out my garage, I wasn't angry anymore, but then I had a clean garage. So it was a tool. So use fear as a tool as well. Whenever fear comes up, let it trigger you into new beginnings. Become aware of when you're playing the role of victim and being fearful, and choose instead to take personal responsibility for building a brighter future. In blaming others for our problems, we often avoid taking responsibility of how much we are involved in creating those problems through the choices we have made. Whenever we catch ourselves playing the role of victim by blaming others, including the power elite, for everyone that's wrong in our lives, we choose to take a look at ourselves and explore how we can take responsibility for our role in what is happening. By focusing less on blaming others and more on improving our lives, every one of us can make a difference both in our lives and how we can change our world for the better. Avoid secrecy and encourage openness and transparency. An important way we can do this is to work together to inform our friends and colleagues about major cover-ups being hidden from the public. Hey, the real Joe Biden had brown eyes. Just tell people, look at the Joe Biden today, he has blue eyes. That's not really Joe Biden. And just let them think about that for a while, and when they see him next on TV, they'll go, oh my God, he does have blue eyes. That's not really Joe Biden. And then that's going to open up some new directions for other people. Then our personal lives, when we notice ourselves keeping information from others, we can examine the motives for this secrecy. But when you let little things like that out, and you're not withholding information, you know, all of a sudden it opens up a bigger dialogue with those other people. Maybe next time you see them, maybe they don't bring that up, but they'll look at you with a better mood, and it's happened to me. That's, you know, these people that they're arguing with me and arguing with me. I didn't argue with them. I just said, well, just next time you see the television, you know, that Joe Biden's not real Joe Biden. The real Joe Biden has brown eyes. And you just look just, and I walked away, I said, you just look at him next time you see him and see if he doesn't have blue eyes. If he has blue eyes, you know that's not the real Joe Biden. Just remember that. And I walked off. Well, then I saw him a few weeks later because they shop at the same grocery store I go to. And they didn't want to talk to me, but they saw me and they said, you know, they waved and they smiled. They smiled at me, whereas before they weren't very nice. But they smiled at me, which meant they knew I was right and they appreciated me pointing that out to them. So, at a deeper level, we're being more honest with ourselves and others by not holding back secrets. Move beyond identity politics, polarization, and the focus on good versus evil and us versus them. Every person in the world has a heart, no matter who they are. Each of us has a place in our heart that wants only to love and be loved. Consider the possibility that all of us doing what we believe to be right is based on our beliefs, circumstances, and upbringing. As we focus less on blaming or judging them and more on supporting the highest motive of ideals of all people, including members of the power elite, we increasingly come to see that we are all one human family and that we can choose to transform our world by working together for the good of us all. I say to my patients, the master survivors, when they're struggling with people, places, and things, I just tell them, I say, look, kill them with kindness. That's always the best strategy. No matter what they say, just be even nicer. If they get more angry, just be even nicer to them. If more and more people will do this, we will finally come together in our groups, community, and support each other in making these positive changes. In these groups and communities, we will then learn better ways to support each other in transforming fear into acceptance and love. We exchange information about all that's being hidden from us and explore ways to move beyond polarization. We also share our life's purpose and intention and encourage each other to live those as fully as they can, and we inspire each other to take responsibility for our lives to be the best that we can be. When we gather in community to support each other in these intentions, we join in building and growing a network of inspiration and empowerment around the planet. These suggestions emphasize changing the collective consciousness of the world by changing both our own personal lives and the world and community around us. Let us do all that we can to stop destructive behaviors of the global power elite. Let us not overtly focus on changing the outside world without first a solid internal foundation, lest we fall into the blaming others and back into the polarization us versus them ways, which only further divide us. By remaining and reminding ourselves that the most powerful change starts inside each one of us, we can develop more balance and strength that then works toward a positive change in the world. At the end of several of my best-selling books, I said, it's an inside job. As master survivors, we change ourselves from the inside out, and we send ripples of inspiration and healing out into the world. By joining together in groups and communities to support each other in this, these ripples become waves, which are powerfully helping bring a brighter future for all of us. And when enough of us band together like this as master survivors, that wave becomes a tsunami that will encompass everybody with this greater belief that our future is so bright. This is what we have to do, because the old ways of control and domination, whether to produce energy or falsely provide healing in the hospitals, always use destructive forces of either chain reaction that would split the atom, or use chemical reactions to oxidize elements like carbon and oxygen. In either case, this procedure will burn everything around us and inside us that's directly opposed to life. This mainstream procedure creates death. I've always been against nuclear energy, fossil fuels, and chemo radiation and therapy and irradiation. I've always been against the microwaves. I always knew that we could use technology to enhance and uplift life and not destroy life. I always wanted zero-point energy and renewable fuels and natural therapy. Many of you have called me about certain problems that your doctor has not been able to resolve. He probably wants to recommend invasive treatments that will harm your body, and maybe you choose not to do that. From my laboratory work, with all the therapies I promote in the Master Survivor Program, none of them will harm your body. It will only help your body get stronger. So to address and resolve your issues, you will want to take the road less traveled and go on an adventure of wellness with Dr. Johnny and the Master Survivor Program, and remove all your health problems and get your body back to normal and feeling better than ever before. I work with over 5 different analysis, world-class research laboratories, and some of them deal with cutting-edge technologies that aren't widely known. You know, just recently, President Trump signed $2.3 trillion coronavirus relief bill, you know, December 30th, 2020. Within that bill was a decree that gave all the U.S. intelligence agency until June of 2021 that, you know, that all the information about unidentified objects related to technology, this includes the Nikola Tesla technologies and related therapies, will be available. But now that Joe Biden's president, you know, this CIA black vault has not been opened totally, and rumors about the medical beds and healing pods are waiting there for us to use, and they soon will be there. I've been working with the military. I've been getting training. And some of these advanced medical technologies for healing will be available soon. That's all I can say is soon. The more advanced therapies and treatments are only available and will first be available to the patients who participate in the Master Survivor Program and advanced students in the Master Survivor University. So I'm just telling you, that's a fact. I've been getting training, and I've been, you know, working with the military on some things. I can't talk about it, folks. I'm sorry. But I'm just telling you that's going on. But my patients will be the first in line to get all the advanced treatments, just like I take them to Mexico to get stem cells. You know, I've done that for patients. And if you want to become my patient, all you got to do is go to themastersurvivor.com. And scroll down and choose the Master Survivor Program, and then choose number 1 and get the hair tissue mineral analysis, the HTMA, and you can get started as my patient, because with the hair, I can see your chemistry. I don't need to know anything else. I'll know what's going on in your body. If you have multiple health issues and want to put those burdens behind you, then consider getting the Master Survivor Premium Consultation. So number 1 is the hair tissue mineral analysis, and number 3 is the Master Survivor Program Premium Consultation. You pay more for that, You pay me $360 to work with you for 2 years in a special program where you'll work directly with Dr. Johnny with over 40 years of laboratory experience as your guide. And every step of the way, you, the patient, will gain health from wisdom that is truly beyond PhD. So you get started being my patient with number one, with the hair tissue mineral analysis, the HTMA, right under themastersurvivor.com and choose the Master Survivor program and then click Read More. And then when you're under the Master Survivor program, number one is the hair tissue mineral analysis. You can pay for it with your credit card right there, or you can get the form and your hair and send it to me with a check for $226 and I'll run it. And number three is the Master Survivor Program Premium Consultation. If you have those deeper issues, hey, I've had it all, you know, with people, you know, bringing me, you know, oh, you need to talk to Dr. Johnny. I've seen it all. I've had them all. Stage 3 and stage 4 cancer, Crohn's disease, Lyme's disease, HIV, you know, cancers, you name it, hepatitis, all these things. But they get on premium consultation with Dr. Johnny, and they have to follow the full Master Survivor program, and they can do that and get that deeper health. I may have to take you out of the country for some things, but that's what premium consultation is all about. The deeper secrets are available to you when you become Master Survivor Program Premium Consultation patient. And I'll work with you for 2 years, and I'll, whatever you need, we'll get what you need, whether it's in this country or another country. So protecting the purity of science and tradition has always been my top priority. The highest standard of operating procedure is how I ran my lab, and it's also how I help my patients. In premium consultation, I will always make sure you stay on higher ground. Therefore, I will offer you the deeper secrets. If you want a choice in healthcare that is not the conventional drug and surgery, the cut and burn treatments, look no further than the Master Survivor Program, where we use food as our medicine and medicine is our food. If that's what you want and you're ready to start the best natural health journey available today, then just go to my website, themastersurvivor.com, and then click on the Master Survivor Program and scroll down and read the information on the HTMA, number one, the hair tissue mineral analysis, and number two, the 3 R's total gut restoration kit, and number three, the Master Survivor Program Premium Consultation. And then you can work with Dr. Johnny and be the first in line for these new technologies coming off and coming available to us. So the full Master Survivor Program, folks, is less than $600. If you become a Master Survivor Program Premium Consultation patient, you'll have to add $360 to that to pay Dr. Johnny. So that's like less than $1,000 for being a premium consultation patient. For 2 years, I'll work with you, and you will follow the total Master Survivor Program. That's the only way I can do it is if you follow the program. And I'll show you and help you how to do that to become a Master Survivor. As a laboratory naturopathic doctor for over 40 years of experience, like I said, I work with 5 world-class laboratories, and recently I've completed the complete methodology of the complete Master Survivor Program designed to help everyone. Today in the health field, there is so too much disinformation at best and flat-out lies at worst. We are bombarded with to hide the truth, to keep us from being healthy and free, and to take control of our own lives. Just look at the mask and the vaccine mandate, and you don't have to look far to understand that both these requirements don't help your body at all. plain and simple, masks and vaccines are not healthy, and you should avoid them because they're there to kill you. If you keep wearing that mask, you'll suffer from hypoxia. If you don't know what that is, look it up. It's too much carbon dioxide, not enough oxygen. If you keep taking those vaccines, you will die from thrombosis and different other conditions. You'll get HIV. Right now, America needs the Master Survivor Program more than ever. And the first part of the Master Survivor Program is that HTMA, that hair tissue mineral analysis, that comes from Trace Elements Laboratories in North Dallas to find the right food to balance in your all the minerals in your cells. There's no other way to do it. With that Master Survivor Program, HTMA, hair tissue mineral analysis, I can give you the complete roadmap for recovery. Number two, the second part of the Master Survivor Program, probably the biggest secrets the mainstream media is hiding from us, is to balance that microbiome. That's the critical part of becoming a Master Survivor, getting that microbiome balance with the 3 R's Total Gut Restoration Kit that comes from the microbiome laboratories that I work with in St. Augustine, Florida. We have the human studies showing that the 3 R's balance the microbiome and balance your gut and get rid of leaky gut and candida in less than 4 months. More than half of your immunity response is from the gut. And by doing the 3 R's program, you will stay balanced and your immunity strength goes way up. By doing 1 and 2, you'll never get sick again. So the full Master Survivor Program has only 2 laboratory therapies, the HTMA, the 3 R's Total Gut Restoration Kit, and it's the most effective natural recovery program available on the planet. And this is the full dietary roadmap that my patients use that comes from the labs I work with. This is all available to you by credit card on my website, themastersurvivor.com. And if that's what you want, just go there to themastersurvivor.com. And this is Dr. Johnny, over and out. Have a good week, everybody.
Travels to Earth through the rainbow crystal bubbles from the furthest reaches of space and time, across the dimensions through the elements and in harmony with the colors of the universe. Through her mastery of abstract stream of consciousness malapropisms, she weaves a web of comic, satiric, cosmic conversation. Her subjects can range from Norman, the goose next door, to astrology and earth changes and into the deep recesses of the soul matrix. She holds a wealth of knowledge on herbs, plants, and astrology. Join Mona and her guests on Adventures of a Feral Hippie as she touches the earthly radio waves 5 days a week at 2 p.m. Monday to Friday on Studio B at Revolution Radio.
Hello, my name is Mr. Rowe. I am the host of Reality Extraction on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. I utilize logic, intellect, and magic to methodically autonomize, vivisect, analyze, examine, study, scrutinize, and extract an essence of reality from a fog of illusion and confusion. You can find me on Studio B every Thursday, 1700 hours Pacific Time. That's 8 p.m. Eastern. No topic taboo, no subject too strange. I strive to take a neutral standpoint during the dissection of the topic at hand. That's Reality Extraction with Mr. Rowe on Revolution Radio.
Oscar's freeze, that's his cerebral cortex, looking for an answer it doesn't have.
See? Even your brain knows you're screwed.